Hello, Peoria Unified School District staff and community. It's certainly an exciting time of year here in our district as we've kicked off the beginning of an exciting adventure. We have had a very successful opening, lots of remarkable things occurring in our classrooms and on our athletic fields. We're excited. I appreciate the opportunity to bring you up to date with a few of the latest happenings. First off, I'd like to congratulate Cindy English, instructor at Ironwood High School. She was recently elected as the president of the Arizona Skills USA Board of Directors. And Cindy's been an advisor and been very involved in this for over 8 years. So congratulations to Cindy. I would also like to congratulate 8 of our students who recently received the Arizona Awards. These awards are similar to the Tony Awards that are given. The awards ceremony will take place at the Herberger Theater in downtown Phoenix on September 21st. The students who were recognized with this prestigious arts award, Alexandra Keene, Kelsey Hans, Natalie Cottrell, and David Cottrell, all of Centennial High School, Scott Murdoch and Aubrey Rice from Cactus, Stephen Newton from Peoria, and Marley DeGroot from Park Ridge Elementary School. Congratulations to each of these students. Also, many of you are probably aware that last spring, for the first time, all juniors in the Peoria Unified School District took the ACT test, and this was certainly an opportunity for us to begin to take a deeper look at how well we're preparing our students for post-secondary success. You're aware every student every day prepared to meet tomorrow is at the crux of our work, and one way for us to gauge our effectiveness is to determine how college ready our students happen to be at the end of their junior year. We appreciate everybody's support in providing our students with this opportunity. We have some very strong baseline data. We will be following up with that again this year for juniors. In addition to that, we were selected as one of 8 pilot districts in the state of Arizona to pilot ACT. We'll bring you more information on that as we move through the school year. November 3rd is Election Day in the state of Arizona. We, as a district, have an item on the ballot. You are aware that the M&O override is one of the items that will be on that ballot. Information relative to the impact of a maintenance and operation override on Peoria is available on our portal. It's been an interesting ride over the course of the last 6 or 8 months regarding the legislature, the funding of the state of Arizona, and the impact on our district. And you are all very much apprised of the budget plan that was put into place last April. I'm glad to say that we are tracking very closely to that plan. We are also in the process of determining the impact of the governor's line item veto on the state budget. And when we have the numbers that are associated with that, we'll bring those to you. We're certainly spending lots of time trying to calculate the impact on our district. We are also being told that even though the governor did line item veto the K-12 budget reductions, that there is still a $1 billion deficit that is projected for the current year, and the legislature is also being considered to be called back into a session early January. We'll get that information to you also as it develops. Our athletic seasons are off to a wonderful start. We've had some fantastic competitions on the football fields and in the volleyball arena. Congratulations to all of you that helped to support the extracurricular activities of all of our students. With that, I'll close for now. Wish you all a very successful fall, and we'll be back in front of you here in a couple of weeks.